stuff in the news. Yeah. The drunken passenger aboard a train in Germany broke down the door to the driver's cab. And he demanded that the driver reduce the train's speed.
Really?
A little too fast for the old drunkard, huh?
Yeah. He was arrested and taken to jail very slowly.
Yeah, sure.
The NCAA bracket is set. If you need to know who's in it, look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, man, why take the time, man? So March Madness is about to begin.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump says he might leave the country if he loses the election.
Yeah.
In related news, Canada just started building the wall.
That's right.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More stuff in the news. Researchers are testing self-heating concrete, which would eliminate the need for salt and snow plows.
Yeah. How would you power it? Electricity or something?
I guess that's the only way you could do it.
And nothing says innovation like a driveway that can cook hot dogs.
Yeah. True.
A study found that more than 9 out of 10 $1 bills carry bacteria.
Yeah.
Also in the news today that you may not have heard, a study has found that fast food breakfast sandwiches quickly have a negative effect on our body.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, all that processed stuff, man, but I love it. It's great. Within 2 hours of eating those fat-laden sandwiches, test subjects saw their blood flow slow down by 15 to 20%.
Good God. Yeah.
So you better eat an Egg McMuffin before you shave to reduce possible bleeding.
Probably good advice. From the Internet Word Studios at iNet Radio, that's the Mickey Golden program with Mickey Golden, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Professor Fatso Puny.
Hey, man, it's a ditty.
President Bill Clinton.
Oh, baby, it's good, Suey. What I do?
A boy named Sue renting the equipment.
Damn.
I'm Ronald Emerson, studio announcer. And now he is Mickey Golden. Here we go. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for joining us today. Always a pleasure to, connect with you.
Yeah, I like it.
Check your tickets.
All right. I got them right here.
Yeah. Monday night's Powerball jackpot was worth $645 million.
Yeah. I guess no winners, huh?
Guess not. Tonight's Mega Millions. $875 million.
Wow. So those are two separate ones.
Mm-hmm. So somebody possibly got that 645, and tonight somebody will probably get the 875.
Yeah.
So 2024 is turning out to be a big year for these brands.
Really?
Yeah. The following brands turn 50 this year.
Really?
Well, that's kind of interesting. What do you got?
Post-it notes. Rubik's Cube, the UPC barcode, Bailey's Irish Cream.
Really?
Yeah, the Heimlich maneuver. Stephen King's first novel, Carrie, turns 50 this year.
Yeah, wow.
Skittles, 50 years old this year.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons. Really? People Magazine. In the Meow Mix jingle.
Meow, 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 meow.
All 50 years old this year.
No. A lot of classic brands.
Starbucks now is the second largest fast food chain in the world. surpassing Subway.
Really?
Yeah, Starbucks added 3,000 new locations in 2023, bringing its store count to 38,587.
Man, that's a lot.
I heard that the idea was to have a Starbucks within 11 miles of every American.
Yeah, but that, well, in the Midwest, I don't, you know, you get way out there.
That's just what I heard. Not saying it's true or not.
Sounds like it. So let's see. Starbucks is now over the 36,516 Subway locations, where they're 38,587. But they're still behind McDonald's.
Yeah, well, of course.
McDonald's currently has 41,882 locations.
Yeah, so.
Also, an important report this morning, King Charles is not dead.
What?
you're kidding, man. Yeah, the British Embassy in Ukraine has dispelled false reports circulating on Russian media claiming that Charles had passed away. No, King Charles is not dead. There you have it. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More stuff coming up. Thank you for being here.
Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Time for today's history lesson.
Go to it, Professor Gordon.
So, 1831 on this date, the Citibank of New York became the site of the first bank robbery in the United States.
Really? In history?
Yeah. $245,000 was taken.
Whoa.
That's a big amount of money for, 1830 what?
31.
Yeah.
Edward Smith was caught.
Uh-oh. Who's having a bad day?
Yeah. He was convicted and he spent 5 years in prison.
Yeah, I guess they got the money back.
Probably. 1918 on this date, the U.S. Congress established time zones and approved daylight savings time.
Which people have been fighting over ever since.
True. 1953, the Academy Awards ceremony was televised for the first time with proceedings in Hollywood and New York.
Yeah.
The Greatest Show on Earth was named a Best Picture of 1952.
There you have it.
1957, on this date, Elvis Presley bought his Graceland estate in Memphis. 1988, on this date, Michael Jackson bought a ranch near Santa Ynez, California, and built his own personal zoo and amusement park, renaming it Netherland.
Yeah. Netherland?
No, Neverland.
Sorry.
Well, I think I screwed up. Yeah. So, Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio, 1995 on this date. A 34-year-old London man was sentenced to a year in jail for dividing up he and his wife's property in a divorce settlement.
Yeah.
He did it with a chainsaw. He divided up the furniture in the front porch.
Yeah.
Cut it all in two, huh?
Yeah.
Seven brothers on this date in 2002 married seven sisters at the same wedding ceremony in Pakistan.
Right.
Over 2,000 family members attended this mass wedding.
Yeah, it was huge.
2013 on this date, NASA's Mars rover Curiosity discovered further evidence of water-bearing minerals.
Whoa, water-bearing.
Mm-hmm. 2019, on this date, a super bloom of poppies in Walker Canyon in Southern California was visible from space after lots of rainfall.
Yeah, so really, well, I remember that. I remember being out there. Everybody was going into the poppies, and you went to, like, Malibu, and, like, the place was all just exploding with flowers. It was, like, wild.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More stuff coming up. Thank you for joining us today.
listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Special events today. It's Certified Nurses Day. Let's Laugh Day. Chocolate Caramel Day, Poultry Day, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day.
Well, that's important. Yeah.
That were a big deal. What was it, back in the 80s?
I think it was like 80s, early 90s. Birthdays today. Adam Levine, 45. Coach Andy Reid from the KC Chiefs, 66. Yeah. Bruce Willis. Can you believe this? 69.
Man, oh, I'm starting to feel old.
Prisoner and former film producer Harvey Weinstein, 72 today.
Yeah.
Glenn Close from Hillbilly Elegy, Crooked House. Yeah, what else?
Yeah. Big Chill.
Big Chill. Glenn Close is 77 years old.
Wow.
And Ursula Andress, who young people today won't know. She's from Dr. No and Casino Royale. She's 88 years old today. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More stuff coming up.
iNet Radio's Mickey Gordon.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Time for our trashy showbiz and celebrity update. Rapper Dr. Dre is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I think it's happening about now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, Dre, whose real name is Andre Romel Young.
Right.
He first gained major recognition as a founding member of the rap group N.W.A.
Yeah, we won't say what that stands for.
That was in the mid-80s. They played a significant role in popularizing gangster rap.
Right.
I do remember that.
Dr. Dre left N.W.A. in 1992 to co-found Death Row Records, and released his debut solo album.
Right.
The Chronic. That was the album.
Right.
Did that same year. He also introduced the G-Funk style to hip-hop.
That was innovative, huh?
1996, he founded Aftermath Entertainment, signing artists like Eminem and 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Further connecting his legacy to the music industry. Dre also co-founded Beats Electronics with Jimmy Levine. Which also was sold to Apple in 2014. $3 billion.
Man.
Talk about bringing in the cash. Yeah, so Dr. Dre getting his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame today.
Good for him.
Nice. More trashy showbiz and celebrity update from the Mickey Gordon program. If you thought Mr. Beast's YouTube giveaways were big, get ready for even more jaw-dropping prizes on his new show called Beast Games.
So this is a guy who's popular on YouTube, right?
Yeah. The popular YouTuber, also known as Jimmy Donaldson, has signed a deal with Amazon's Prime Video to bring a reality competition show to your screens.
Yeah.
The show, which promises a $5 million cash prize to the winner, is said to be the biggest single payout in TV history. That's what they're going to be doing.
Yeah, wow.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Trashy showbiz report and celebrity update. The filming for the upcoming Wolfman adaptation has begun.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Originally was set to star Ryan Gosling. But the project now has gone through some changes and will now star Christopher Abbott. Known for Poor Things, he's stepping into the lead. Well, not much has been revealed about the plot. Early descriptions suggest a unique take on the werewolf tale.
Wow.
Scheduled for release by the end of the year.
So, yeah, we got that, which is nice.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. It's kind of a false start there. more celebrity stuff and trashy showbiz stuff coming up. Thanks for joining us. This is the Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Coming to your direction, New York City today. While you hear sirens in the background. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Trashy showbiz and celebrity update here. Michelle Pfeiffer is going to star in a holiday comedy.
Yeah.
Called Oh, What Fun.
Yeah. Really? How exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of a reverse Home Alone. Apparently she organizes a Christmas outing for her family and they leave her behind.
Oh, man.
But that'll be coming to a streamer or something near you.
this holiday season.
Fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas have been unable to come to a divorce settlement. So now they're asking for the judge to decide. The biggest thing is custody of the kids.
Right.
So we'll see. Both Joe and Sophie have moved on romantically with new partners in the picture.
No. Ooh. Can't take 5 minutes out of the sack.
No. Bruno Mars, the Grammy-winning artist known for his hit songs and performances, recently found himself at the center of a false rumor. Reports claimed that Bruno owed $50 million in gambling debt to MGM Resorts.
Right.
MGM Resorts has stepped up and said, that's not true.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Hannah Reid, the armorer on the set of the film Rust, is seeking a new trial and release from jail.
Right. So that whole thing continues.
Yeah, apparently she's in the clink. Because she was convicted for negligently loading a live bullet into Alec Baldwin's gun. So she's trying to get that changed around. Meanwhile, Alec Baldwin's legal team has also fielded a challenge to the jury. And for the jury instructions, he says the instructions used in his indictment for involuntary manslaughter further complicated the legal proceedings surrounding this tragic incident on the set of Rust.
So that's it.
So we're done with that one. Kevin Spacey was going to a film festival in Philadelphia. They were supposed to screen his latest film, Peter 5-8, but they refused to do so, even though he's been cleared of the accusations of sexual harassment.
Deviance.
And assault and things. Many people don't believe him.
Yeah, so they kept him from going to the film festival.
Yeah. And finally, people have been concerned. Richard Simmons fans, they've been concerned that the eccentric fitness personality is dying.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he's not. The fitness guru's disappearance from the public eye in 2014 sparked rumors and conspiracy theories. But Simmons has since reassured fans that he's happy, healthy, and living the life he has chosen out of the spotlight. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. We greatly appreciate it. Mickey Gordon. It's the Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, President Bill Clinton, and a boy named Sue. The Mickey Gordon Program. Copyright 2024. Internetwork, iNet Radio.